interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
Kimberly defeating Bayport 35-14 in the 100th meeting between Menasha and Nina. It was Nina winning 50-13. West Appear, they took on Kakana last night. Kakana edged them out 35-31. Finals tonight, Appleton Xavier, 31-20 over Luxembourg Casco. Also tonight, Mayville defeated Houstoncon 47-14 in the Marsh Bowl. They played for the China Bowl between Winneconne and Amro. Winneconne 60-7 in this one. Plymouth, they down Sheboygan Falls 49-6. It was Pulaski 21-18 over Hortonville. And Keele and Berlin, two top 10 teams. Keele wins 45-34.
Let's take it up to the Northwoods and a result from last night. The Mustangs of Menominee topped Marshfield by the final score of 35-10. Menominee now 2-0 to start the season as they head into Big River's play. Finals from tonight, Stratford defeated Edgar in a big rivalry game. 21-8 was your final score in that one. We talked with Tom King of Zaleski Sports earlier about that contest. Also, it was Onalaska getting a victory over Medford tonight by the final score of 33-18. Chuck?
All right, some scores from the Eau Claire area. It was Somerset and Northwestern playing. Northwestern wins 36-28 in OT. St. Croix Falls and Grantsburg. St. Croix Falls wins 45-21. And in the 116th meeting between Eau Claire Memorial and Chippewa Falls, Chi High wins 66-7. That's a wrap of all the scores here on Football Friday Night. Let's get back to the reporters in the field. Zach Bellman from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us. He had Muskego and Oak Creek. Muskego had a big comeback, as we mentioned earlier, against Nina last week, and Oak Creek had running clock in their opener versus Waterford. Tonight, Zach, Muskego wins, moves to 2-0. Tell us about their 28-10 win over Oak Creek.
Yeah, a little bit closer than the final score might suggest. In fact, it was the second week of a comeback win for Muskego. They trailed in this one 10-7 midway through the third quarter, rattled off three consecutive unanswered touchdowns there from Joey Shaw, the sophomore quarterback. If that name Shaw rings a bell, that's the younger brother of Liam Shaw on the defensive line. Big night for both Shaws. Three touchdowns, as I mentioned, two throwing and one rushing for Joey. And Liam on the defensive line with his partner on the other end there, Nick McCullough, they absolutely locked down Oak Creek's offense in the fourth quarter especially. I'm pretty sure they had negative net yards by the end of that fourth quarter for that quarter. They were just constantly pushing them back and rushing around the edge. Big night for the Muskego defensive line that really helped them run away with that game.
Big week in the Muskego community. They opened their gorgeous new practice facility at the high school this week, but it sounds like the offense may be struggling to get its footing a little bit early in the season. And Zach, you know, that Ken Krause offense, the ball goes in so many different directions. There are guys going in so many different directions. It's like Muskego is running in 18 different ways with that multiple option offense. Is it just a matter of them maybe not getting their footing and being as familiar with what they have to do just yet?
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned off the top, it's some growing pains certainly for the first couple of weeks here as these, guys get used to where each other are going to be. In fact, there was one moment in the third quarter there where, three guys were in the same location and the ball, dropped loose and Oak Creek took over. But luckily their defense held them in that instance. But, certainly some growing pains, but, there are some flashes, especially where Joey Shaw's arm is really on display. And, if this team figures it out, and it certainly seems like they might, it could be a successful run for them in the conference.
Zach, thanks a lot. Zach Bellman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Read his stuff. Good stuff all week. And Him and Mike Whitlaw do a heck of a job covering the preps for the Journal Sentinel. Muskego wins 28-10 over Oak Creek. Our next up, let's go up to a terrific station, one of our affiliates, ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Also, DailyDodge.com. Wade Bates covers it all up there. He saw Beaver Dam tonight, 35-7 over Baraboo. Impressive week one for Beaver Dam, Wade, and impressive week two. I know Baraboo has got some graduation losses from last year's playoff teams, but still, Beaver Dam off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah, this one was over early. First play from scrimmage, Eli Bryant connected on a 36-yard touchdown pass to Jeffrey Freund, and they were off to the races. Ended up with a 35-0 lead. Baraboo punched one in late to make it 35-7. Bryant, who's a Kent State recruit on the baseball diamond as a pitcher, threw for 244 yards and three touchdowns, also ran for another in the victory. As the Beaver Dam's been pretty diverse on offense. Their defense has been pretty good as well through 2 weeks. So, you know, ramp up next week when they go to Mount Horeb. But through 2 weeks, Brock Lindy's squad looks pretty good as they get ready for the East Central Conference in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Beaver Dam now 2-0 on the season after defeating Fort Atkinson last week 48-21. And you mentioned some of those big offensive numbers. Josiah Barnes ran the ball well last week for 188 yards. You mentioned Eli Bryant tonight. It sounds like it's this offense for Beaver Dam that's getting the job done.
Yeah, you know, Brock Lindy, back to his days as offensive coordinator, has always been pretty creative when it comes to schemes, and they've showed so many different formations. They have an under-the-radar athlete named Jeff Freund at Beaver Dam. He's a wide receiver. He's a great, you know, three-sport athlete, but he made a couple of catches tonight that were acrobatic, and they've got so many different weapons to use, and it's going to be interesting to see how the season goes along. And I told the coach, you know, teams are going to have tough filming them because they've showed so many different formations here through the first couple of weeks. It's going to be hard to figure out what they're going to do.
Wade, thanks a lot. Wade Bates, ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam, DailyDodge.com. Beaver Dam, 35-7 over Baraboo. All right, our next up, let's hit Todd Boltman. Todd is out and about all week. He was at last night. Germantown's win over Hartford 20-0, and then he comes right back, and he has a barn burner. Slinger, 35-33 over Badger. Is that, we got that right, Todd? 35-33?
35-33. This was a barn burner, man.
Wow.
Slinger scored the first five times they touched the ball. Other than a fumble at later on in the game, that they scored every time they touched the ball. Their quarterback here, Michael Thiede, he passed for two, ran for one. Ran for two and passed for two. Left-hander, man, the guy's got an arm on him. Badger came back and made a game of it. Their quarterback, Matthew O'Grady, brought him within 35-27 with a 54-yard touchdown. And then they ended up scoring again, and it was a miss. The missed field point afters always come back to haunt you. They missed one early in the second quarter, and they couldn't make the try for two at the end. So 35-33 Slinger in this one.
All right,
Slinger looks tough.
And Badger won the state championship last year in Division II. What did you see with Germantown's 20-0 win over Hartford last night?
That one, Germantown, they jumped out to a quick 20-0 lead. They were up 20-0 just a few seconds into the second quarter. It seemed like Hartford kind of settled down defensively, and then they just traded field position. I thought it was going to be a higher scoring game for Germantown than what it was, but they basically just traded field position on that one. So whether Hartford made the right adjustments on that, I saw Germantown the week before, and they look pretty tough. So I mean, it's hard to tell that North Shore Conference, man. I think they're gonna pound on each other.
Very good. Hey, Todd, thanks a lot. Slinger 35-33 over Badger. That was tonight, and you also saw Germantown 20-0 over Hartford last night. Todd Boltman doing great work as always. All right, let's try to squeeze one more in here, and that is Corey Spartz from DailyDodge.com. Mayville and Houstoncon tonight in the Marsh Bowl. Give us about 45 seconds on how this one went down, Corey.
Yeah, it was interesting, right? A Houstoncon team that a week ago to open up the season had a 79-yard strike to wide receiver and prominent vertical threat in Quinton Brown. Deja vu, first play from scrimmage on offense for Houstoncon, 70-yard touchdown to him to make it 7-0 Houstoncon, and then Mayville scored 47 of the next 54 points. They ran the ball in a variety of ways. Doran Schlender was the lightning out of the duo in the backfield, and Sawyer Hardesty was the thunder. 6'2", 235 pounds. He put his shoulder down and delivered a lot of contact. It's a strong team there under Scott Hilbert. They took a bit of a step back last year, going 5-6. The team that made the state championship title game in 21 and 22, and they look a lot like those teams, much more than the team that they had last year.
Very good, Corey. This is Football Friday Night. We're coming right back.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Wisconsin. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night.
Suffocate him!
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunt's Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Touchdown, and he hits Tyler Van Sluis on the 30-yard pass down the sideline, left side. It looked just like the pass he hit him with last week for 16 for a touchdown. And Tommy Lutz continued running very well, 24 carries, 144 yards, three touchdowns, and he had a couple catches, one for a 17-yard touchdown.
Mitch, great work as always. Ozaki Press, read his stuff. Grafton wins 45-6 over Port Washington. All right, our next stop as we continue to whip around the state, let's go down to the southwestern part of the state. Steve Prestigard joining us right now. Platteville and Mineral Point, both teams coming off week one losses. Mineral Point got the win, 16-0, shutting out Platteville tonight. Steve, tell us about this one.
Well, you know, it's really helpful to have a 230-pound quarterback. Reed Ackerman for Mineral Point, his coach kind of describes him as a bigger Tim Tebow. And he had a touchdown run. I mean, basically the offense, a lot of it is just snap it to him and he takes off with it. But he had a touchdown run of the game, and he had a shovel pass touchdown pass in the game, threw for a two-point conversion. And Mineral Point's got a very, very good offensive line, and he just ran behind them basically the day. And Platteville still has the issues that they had last week, which was that they were able to move the ball until they got into the red zone or close to the red zone. In fact, toward the end of the half, they actually had the ball twice, third and goal from the one, and could not punch it in. And it was actually 0-0 after three, but the two touchdowns that were scored in the fourth quarter. And Mineral Point, huge win for them because they will be hosting Darlington next week. And Platteville, kind of crazy, this is the case, not only are they 0-2, but they haven't scored a point yet.
Yeah, that's going to be a competitive swallow this year because you've got Mineral Point. You mentioned Darlington, huge game next week. Mineral Point has also got Cuba City coming up in a few weeks, too. I mean, right. This year it feels like it's kind of a toss-up in the swallow. You've got these three teams that have a tradition of success, maybe Mineral Point a little bit less than Cuba City and Darlington, who we're used to seeing in Madison. But it seems like any of those three teams could capture the conference this year.
Well, certainly when you have offensive line play that's really high quality, the fact that you have relatively inexperienced skilled players doesn't matter quite as much. And that's what Mineral Point has. Cuba City's strength is they have a huge roster and everybody back from last year. And, you know, Darlington gets great line play, as we saw last week with Darlington shutting out Platteville. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely a three-team race now in the Swall.
Great stuff, Steve. Talk to you next week. Steve Prestigard, Mineral Point wins 16-0 over Platteville. Lauren Cox from Big Radio The Hog joining us right now. The Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week from Wisports.net. Janesville Craig trying to ready itself for Big 8 play. Milton blowout win over Watertown last week. Craig hammered Sun Prairie West, and Milton hangs on and beats Janesville Craig 10-7. Lauren, sounds like this had a fantastic finish.
Yeah, it was tight the whole way through, both teams going back and forth and really trying to get out of their own ways with three unsportsmanlike penalties on each team over the course of this that led some points the other way. But Craig gets the ball back, 2 minutes left, down three, couple timeouts, an opportunity for their senior quarterback, Paul Platts, to drive down the field. But one play gets slammed down to the ground, a little bit hard, no flag, but some questions there. Banged up and comes out of the game. Backup quarterback comes in, and just a couple plays later throws one downfield for an interception that seals it for the Redhawks. But back and forth, exciting matchup here between two teams that are just about 10 miles apart on Highway 26.
Yeah, this one sounded like a slugfest. You mentioned Craig having to go to the backup quarterback, a late missed field goal in the game. Is Craig going to have the feeling after this one like they maybe should have gotten this one if a couple other breaks went their way?
Well, the Craig kicker, Baylen Woodman, is ranked number four kicker in the country. Has looks from Alabama, Florida State, Michigan. Obviously, Wisconsin is looking at him. And missed a 42-yarder earlier in the game. And then at the end, about a 25, 28-yarder that should have been a gimme. And you ask people who are at the game, the question is, did he actually miss it? We didn't have a great vantage point for the press box, but there's some. It was right over the goalpost, and Craig is sitting there thinking maybe that one was close enough to would have tied it and could have had a different result here. But you can look back at three or four different moments in this game where they just went done one little thing an inch to the left, they could have had this one or at least sent it into overtime.
Lauren Cox, Big Radio, thank you. Milton 10-7 over Janesville. Phil Nee, WRCO Radio in Richland Center, one of our terrific affiliates. Love me some Richland Center. Used to stop off at Richland Center on my way up to Eau Claire when I went to college all the time. Made a stop there. And tonight, it was Potosi-Cassville taking on Richland Center. Potosi-Cassville wins 49-20. Both teams coming off wins last week. Potosi goes to 2-0. Phil, tell us about this one. Give us a little rundown.
Well, Potosi-Cassville, yeah, you're right. They are now 2-0. They've scored 81 points total. They scored 32 on Cuba City last week, so they're looking pretty good in this Six Rivers Conference over here. Isaiah Groom, their big fullback, he had two touchdowns tonight. Joe Haas had long runs, 39 and 61 yards, and the quarterback, Dawson Weber, ran for a score and threw two touchdowns to Oliver Post. Richland Center scored three touchdowns after the 35-point continuous clock out running. In fact, a total of five touchdowns were scored after the continuous clock started. That's kind of unheard of, but that happened tonight. It got a little wild in the end.
Potosi-Cassville likes their depth this year. They've got 50 players on their roster, but the elephant in the room in the Six Rivers Conference is always Black Hawk Warren. Used to seeing them at Camp Randall every year. Do you think that the Chieftains have what it takes to conquer Black Hawk Warren this year?
I think they might, guys. They've got good team speed, but I was really impressed by their line. Their line seemed to do a pretty good job, and that was kind of the downfall of the Hornets tonight as well. The defensive line for Potosi-Cassville spent a lot of time in the RC backfield.
Very good. Hey, thanks. We'll let you have your great Labor Day weekend, of course. I believe he still does a Saturday night oldie show in Richland Center.
You talk about that every year. I need to listen to that online. Because I for a younger guy, I like the music of the 50s and the 60s.
Yes, so. Well, 70s too.
Okay.
And he does like interviews with, you know, guys from the 70s, you know, Eric Carmen and guys like that. He has all these guys on his show. It's a great show.
We need to just do a music show sometime.
We should.
We'll just forget the high school sports one week.
It would be classic country, though, I'd want to do.
Yeah, I'd go.
You don't want to do no classic country?
We'll leave Larry that to Gatlin, Craig Bone in Cow Country.
Oak Ridge Boys? No. Okay. Well, we have a difference of opinion on the format.
I'll stick to my Billy Joel, thanks.
All right, what do you see tonight?
Seeing some upsets. You know, to me, I'm a little bit stunned, to be honest with you. Not just that Wanakee lost, but lost 49-34 to Madison Memorial. You go to the Milwaukee area, too, and you're looking at Homestead beating Arrowhead tonight, 24-21. Right now, it seems like some things are up in the air. Some of these traditional powers that we're used to seeing win week after week after week in these non-conference games where you're expecting them to go out and win, it's not happening. We might have some changing of the guard going on around the state.
I'm looking forward to the start of the Classic Eight. That's one of my favorite conferences in Milwaukee. It's just a good football. It's a good conference in all sports. But in football, it's one of the best conferences in southeastern Wisconsin, and maybe in the state, too. You got McGuanago. Obviously, Pewaukee moved into it this week. We talked about that last week, that they weren't exactly thrilled to be moving into that conference, but nonetheless, they're going in. All right, let's go to Tyler Dictanis right now. Lancaster took it on Cuba City. Cuba City has got ideas of competing for a small conference championship. Lancaster overcame 12 penalties to win that game last week. Give us a rundown what happened between Lancaster and Cuba City. Tyler Dictanis.
Well, Cuba City just routed Lancaster 45-14. It was a dominant performance by Cuba City in all three phases of the game. It started off rough for Lancaster. Third play from scrimmage, Gavin Vossen with an interception leading to a 70-yard touchdown run by Andy. Cuba City would stretch their lead to 17-0 before Lancaster would get on the board. A 55-yard touchdown pass from Wolf to Samaje Benson, making it 17-8. But Andy Leffelholtz scored for the third time to make it 24-8, and then added another score before halftime, 31-8 at the half. And then for the first time in quite a long time, I don't remember the last time this has happened, but Lancaster had a running clock up against them, and the only other score that Lancaster had in the game was a last-second touchdown to a freshman, Lucas Weber. And Cuba City gets a signature win and have established themselves as a top contender in the SWAL, a drastic change for Cuba City after losing to Potosi-Cassville last week, 32-21, a signature win for Cuba City. And head coach Guy Kopp, who told us postgame, this is one of his best wins as a head coach at Cuba City High School.
All right, we're going to ask you the same question we asked Steve Prestigard a little while ago, because he saw Mineral Point get their win over Platteville tonight. You've got Cuba City, you've got Mineral Point, you've got Darlington in that SWAL. Of those three teams, is there one that stands out, or will all three be competing for the conference championship this year?
I think just because of the depth and the number of seniors that Cuba City has, I think the way that they played today, they insert themselves at the front of the pack. Didn't necessarily see what happened with Darlington, but I did see that they got beat pretty bad by Prairie du Chien. So Cuba City, they have 27 seniors on their team, and a lot of them do have experience. A lot of them have been starting on this team for 3 years now. So that experience and the depth that they have, I think that they are now officially the front runner in the SWAL and have set the pace for the other teams to follow.
Tyler Dictanis, appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much telling us about that. Lancaster, Cuba City, Lancaster, they when you go to their games, they ring the cowbells. Every time they score a touchdown, those cowboys ring. I got to tell you a little known secret about me.
Uh-oh.
All right. You know, I've been everywhere in the state. Okay. I've been in the north part of the state, north, west part, you name it. I've never been in a car west of Madison.
Wow.
I've never been to that area. I've been to Darlington.
I've driven to La Crosse multiple times.
No, I'm just saying the southwest, like Prairie du Chien area.
All right.
Platteville. I've never been to Platteville. I've never been to Darlington. Those cities down there, Cuba City, never been to that area of the state before. Never had to go to undercover game. Never been there.
I've mentioned that I was a manager for Bo Ryan's last team that he coached at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, the UWM Panthers. We played Iowa 1 year, and we stopped in Platteville, our bus. And trust me, they still worship Bo down there. We got pizza at one of the small pizza places in Platteville. And I've never seen celebrity worship quite like I saw in Platteville that night.
Well,
so
never been to Platteville. I'll tell you this. I've never been to Iowa either.
Okay.
I've been to 38 states, but I've never been to Iowa.
Been to Des Moines a bunch of times?
Never been. Can't tell you what it looks like.
I even been to Council Bluffs on the other side from Omaha. Yeah. So, wow, there's places I've been you haven't, Chuck. That stuns me.
No, never been to Nebraska either. I flew over it many times.
It is flyover country. There's a reason they call it that.
Never flew over it. Travis Wilson is going to be joining us next, and he's from wisports.net. You got to read his stuff. I mean, it is just real good stuff. Subscribe to it. You're going to get previews. You're going to get all the coverage, his rapid reactions on Monday. Good stuff. We had, you know, the Quick Trip game of the week. He's going to be talking a little bit about Milton's game tonight. He was not there, but he will talk a little bit about that in their barn burner, 10-7 over Janesville Craig. But every week on his website, he lists five different games of the week, and people call in and vote. And this week they voted on Milton against Janesville Craig, and that will be it. We've got a few more reporters to get to a little bit later on here in the show. We're going to get to those toward the end. We're also going to have a scoreboard update right around 10:45. We'll whip around the state, give up all the big matchups. Again, this is the final week of non-conference play for most of the teams of the state. They'll jump in the conference play for most of the state next week. Some teams will play some non-conference games, but most of the state, like 95% of the team, so we'll play conference games next week. Eight-player football also started this week.
You know, interesting, too, this year with the reorganization of conferences, you've got some different crossovers this year. Crossover between the Classic 8 and Greater Metro is going to be a big deal here in the Milwaukee area. So you're not seeing, for instance, the Badger Large facing the Badger Small anymore. The Badger, let me not even say what the crossover is there because I don't have a top of head right now. But yeah, you're going to see some different opponents this year that are counting in conference play, and it may make a difference when it comes to the postseason.
Along with our producer, Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, and Dan Pfeiffer, this is Chuck Freeman. We got a half hour left of Football Friday Night. We'll check with Travis Wilson from Wisports.net next.
Because we don't know what to say. It's so clear. I'm sorry.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
It's been a trying year for parents.
They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 180,000 high school student athletes in Wisconsin have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Wisconsin high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Bex Hybrids.
Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Down the stretch we come. Final half hour of the show. Appreciate everybody tuning in this, whether you're driving around, heading back from your game. A lot of officials out there, guys piling into a car, listening to us. Appreciate that. And we'll be here every Friday night from 9:30 to 11 after your games. Tune us in right here on Football Friday Night, all across state on the iHeart app as well. Tune into your favorite station there, and we will have Football Friday Night. All right, Travis Wilson going to be joining us right now, as he does on his 10:30 segment each Friday night here. And he's talked this week about the Milton and Janesville Craig, and that was the Quick Trip Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. And a pretty interesting matchup right there, and it went right down to the wire. Travis, as always, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, you bet.
Travis, real quick, this matchup here, low scoring, 10-7, interesting matchup here. I was surprised. They got a lot of votes for your team of the or the game of the week.
They did, yeah. It was a good one. You know, we try to mix it up with our game of the week, so it's not just, you know, the same teams over and over. And this was a good one. Both teams had a nice opening week in week one. Neither team made the playoffs last year, but last week they opened with impressive wins under first-year coaches Dan Prawl, first year at Milton, Joe Brannan, first year at Janesville Craig. So try to spread the love around a little bit. And this is a good one. Low scoring affair. Liz Rudolph from our team was out there at the game of the week there in Milton. Again, a couple teams that haven't been towards the top, let's be honest, but opened with nice wins and was a heck of a game, even though a little bit low scoring.
By the way, Chuck, you thank the officials, and I want to reiterate that if you are out there listening to the show and at all considering becoming an official, WIAAWI.org/officials, we need more of them. Go and sign up. Some surprising results tonight, Travis. I'm looking at Madison Memorial beating Wanakee 49-34. In the Milwaukee area, Homestead over Arrowhead 24-21. Oconomowoc over Sussex Hamilton 21-14. Slinger over Lake Geneva Badger 35-33. Anything else stand out for you tonight in terms of results that maybe make you raise your eyebrows?
Well, this was certainly an upset week. You mentioned a number of them, some top-ranked teams going down. Arrowhead was our number one team in the week one WSN coaches poll. Badger was on top of D2. So some surprising results there. And you know, not a surprise per se, but Stratford beat Edgar. That was another outstanding game, maybe the best small school rivalry going right now. Stratford, two-time defending state champion in D6. They'll be elevated to D5 next year. Edgar, defending champion, top-ranked team in D7, and they go down tonight as Stratford got the win in that one. There were some other surprising results, though. Let's go back to last night. Appleton East shut out Kettle Moraine 6-0. Appleton East has really struggled for a few years, and Kettle Moraine has been on an outstanding run. So that was a surprising one last week. Tonight, you mentioned a few of them, but also a few others. Oconomowoc over Sussex Hamilton. Prairie du Chien over Darlington. Bryce Lake big over River Falls. DC Everett big over River Falls tonight. Luther shut out Bangor. So it really was kind of a surprising night in high school football. And, that's good to see sometimes.
Travis, you wrote a book on, not a book, but you wrote a column this past week about some of the coaching changes that have happened, guys who are first-year coaches. Is there one or two guys, programs that you got your eye on that you're looking that they got a new face this year leading the program?
Well, I mean, let's start with Wanakee, where Pat Rice stepped aside, and the Chris Graverson era started pretty successfully last week as they got a nice win over La Crosse Central. It was 38-0, a shutout running clock victory. Tonight, though, Madison Memorial went on the road and scored a huge win over Wanakee. It's the first non-conference loss that I can find for Wanakee, not counting the playoffs, of course, but first non-conference loss for them since 2013 when Edgewood got a win over the Warriors. Our records go back to 2002, and I cannot find a non-conference home loss during the WSN era for Wanakee. But they lost tonight against Madison Memorial. Not shame in that. Memorial is a solid program, but they've got a first-year coach as well, Austin Battaglia. And, that's significant. At least 22 or 23 years that Wanakee has not lost a non-conference home game. And I don't know how far back that streak goes, to be honest with you. But, a little bit of a mixed bag in the non-conference season for Wanakee. First year transitioning away from Pat Rice. Chris Graverson, again, first-year coach this year.
Yeah, and it's good to see some different names getting some of the glory tonight. You talk about Madison Memorial. They got a big win over Milwaukee Riverside last week, and it looks like they're for real. You mentioned last week as well Waukesha North making a conference move, and they might have an opportunity to have more success this year as a result, even though they fall tonight to Waukesha West in a rivalry game 35-14. I mentioned before going into the break, we're going to have some different conference crossover games this year, and that may impact things in terms of the playoff chase as well. Any of those crossover stand out to you, Travis?
I don't know who matches up with who necessarily going forward, but certainly with the conference changes that we have this year, there are some adjustments to the conferences and the teams that have to play those crossover games. Most notably, I think, the Classic Eight is going to be crossing over against the Greater Metro Conference beginning in week three and going forward the rest of the season, based on which team has a bye in that particular week. So that's going to create some really fun and interesting games, as those are two of the better conferences in the state. We're also going to see some interesting crossover games between the Big Rivers Conference and a redesigned Wisconsin Valley or Valley Football Association Conference. A new crossover matchup this year between the Badger Small and the East Central. So with realignment this year, the first year of this realignment cycle, it's going to create some pretty interesting matchups as we move into this conference schedule beginning next week.
Travis, can you talk about realignment there? Because some people will look at it and say, man, how come we're constantly changing conferences? Or how come we're moving around and there's schools moving around and they feel like they're losing some of their natural rivalries? But that's something that's never ending, isn't it?
Never ending, because the dynamics of high school sports and especially high school football are ever changing. Enrollments are changing. Co-ops are changing. Teams that are dropping to 8-player football are changing. And so there is a 2-year realignment cycle in high school football where every 2 years it's going to change in some areas. There's some conferences this year that don't change at all. The Mississippi Valley, the Southern Lakes, a number of other conferences. But there are some that change significantly this year. Next year will be the second cycle, so things will stay the same. But then, you know, there's teams that have already requested relief that would like to be in a different league that got denied previously that will be back around asking for changes. And again, with enrollment changes, with co-op changes, with 8-player changes, there's always going to be something that is going to be moving. And with football, obviously, it is highlighted even more because your conference record is what determines your playoff qualification. Not everybody makes the playoffs, so there's a much more heightened interest and impact on the conference schedule and the conference opponents and record. So we're going to see it over and over and over. There's talk of maybe trying to bring a little bit more stability to high school football realignment with more of a perhaps a 4-year realignment cycle instead of the current 2-year, but we'll see where that goes. Right now, every 2 years.
We've been talking a little bit about the southwest part of the state. Shout out to the folks listening on WRCO in Richland Center and also at Pizzeria Uno, the pizza place in Platteville I was talking about. The Swall, you know, Cuba City and Mineral Point get wins tonight. Darlington does fall to Prairie du Chien, but you've got three good teams that are going to be competing for that conference title. We got about 1 minute, Travis. What do you think about the Swall this year?
Darlington's very good, even though they lost to Prairie du Chien tonight, and it really wasn't that close. I still think Darlington is the class of that league. Now, Mineral Point is solid. Cuba City is certainly a team to keep an eye on. They have 25-plus seniors on their roster, which is a lot for a small school. So those three are going to be in the mix. But that's a very competitive league. That's a very good league. Ultimately, I like Darlington to come out of that league. Of course, the Redbirds are one of those teams impacted by the tournament performance factor, which means they'll move up from D6 to D5 this year come playoff time.
If you're a high school football fan, and I assume you are listening to this show, got to subscribe to wissports.net. Go to the website. Travis Wilson's got his previews. He's got stuff all week. Great, great content on wissports.net. Travis, appreciate it as always. Travis WSN is his Twitter account. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Travis Wilson from wissports.net joining us here on the show. When we come back here in a little bit, we are going to get to all the scores. We got a couple of more reporters to get to as well, Dan.
Everything final at this point. We'll run through all of those upsets that we talked about with Travis and more.
Yep, there's some upsets that we got to get to. There's some rivalry games. We'll try to hit up that Marinette Menominee game, the M&M game.
Yeah, we had the M&M game, we had the Marsh Bowl, we had the China Bowl, we got a whole dishwasher full of bowls tonight, Chuck.
Well, Marinette Menominee, we got to hear from Eric Bergstrom from our affiliate in Marinette, man. We got to hear from him and see what went on in that game. These two schools separate each other by a couple of miles. I always stop off to eat in Marinette on my way up to and go through Menominee on my way up to the Island Casino up there to do some golfing. And they were talking about this matchup when I stopped at the town. We come back, we'll get to the scoreboard, and then just get to a couple more reporters as well. Dan Pfeiffer,
more
I'm
and
Chuck
more
Fried.
These days, it feels like sports are losing out to hype. Who dissed who? Who signed the fattest contract? Who got busted for cheating? Lost, too, is the unique capacity sports have to inspire us, to unite us. Well, great news, sports fans. Sports are still being played for the right reasons. They're still as entertaining as they are character building. You just have to know where to find it. And you only have to look as far as your local Wisconsin high school. You know, the place where the games are exciting, concessions are affordable, and the parking is free. Where the emphasis is on hustle and heart instead of hype. If you prefer real, honest-to-goodness sport played for all the right reasons, you'll find it at your hometown high school. High school sports. Games are being played this weekend at a Wisconsin high school near you. Okay, everybody, who's in?
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join us this Saturday morning just after 7 on the Ultimate Outdoors radio show.
Our guest this week, Rich Reinhardt on Northern Wisconsin Muskie Tactics, and Diane Mueller with the Women for Gun Rights Group.
Come on board Saturday morning just after 7, and don't forget to catch us in the net at ultimateoutdoorsradio.com.
Listen to the Varsity Blitz High School Sports Show Saturday morning from 9 to 11. This week we're talking football with Milwaukee Academy of Science, and Al Moroder, the head coach at Nicolet, will join us in studio on the Big 920 in your iHeartRadio app.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do?
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night.
Suffocate him!
Presented by Bex Hybrids.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. I'm Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer. Marcus Carstens covered Maguanago and Sun Prairie East for 103.5 The Sun in Sun Prairie. Two ranked teams. Sun Prairie and Maguanago. Prairie lost to a very good Verona team in the opener. Maguanago won its game last week, but this was a score fest. Take the over here. Maguanago wins 42-37 over East. Marcus, don't go score by score, but give us a little of the big hitters in this game.
Yeah, there were a couple touchdown runs, some big ones by Mason Radobicki for Maguanago. He had one really big touchdown run. It was down the left sideline for about 60 yards for a score for Maguanago. So that was a big score. I believe that was in the third quarter. And then he had another another rushing touchdown in the, I believe, in the third quarter as well. I think he had a couple scores in the third quarter. So Radobicki with a couple touchdown rushes in the third quarter. There were some really good plays from the Cardinals. In the fourth quarter, there was a nice touchdown pass from Max Raymer to Cooper White in the back of the end zone. That was a nice play for the Cardinals for a score. And then Brady Kaufman in the fourth quarter had a nice touchdown run, a two-yard run in the late fourth quarter, which made it closer. So it made it 37-42, but Maguanago ended up on top 42, and then Sunbury East with 37.
Marcus, real quick, about 30 seconds. We're so used to so much football success, athletic success from the Sun Prairie community, and goodness knows you guys have that wonderful new facility in Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. However, both Sun Prairie East and Sun Prairie West, 0-2 to start the season. I just kind of want to get your temperature on the feeling in the Sun Prairie community right now. Any nerves about the fact that both of these teams couldn't get a non-conference win?
For Sun Prairie East, I think definitely not. I think there's no concern at all. I mean, I don't think anyone in the community really, you know, I mean, they thought the games with Verona and Maguanago would be competitive, I think, but to not win those games, I don't think Sun Prairie East fans are too concerned at all. I think they look at what is it going to look like next week when home conference play begins. And so Sun Prairie East takes on Oregon week two. I think maybe with Sun Prairie West, there's a little bit, maybe a tiny bit of concern in this community, just with that first loss being 42-8 to Janesville Craig. I think the community was expecting that to be a closer contest. So I think maybe from the West side, a little bit of concern because of that particular game. And then I think the community will say that the Wolves fought a lot harder in week two, even though they lost 35-0 to Catholic Memorial. They did improve. So I think maybe what the community can look at is both Sun Prairie East and Sun Prairie West did make improvements from week one to week two. They all broke both 0-2, but I think it would be a better gauge once we see what conference play looks like.
Marcus, thank you. Marcus Karstens, 103.5 The Sun, saw Maguanago down Sun Prairie East 42-37. All right, let's get back to the scoreboard and see all these games are finals now. We'll start in the Milwaukee area. Here's what happened last night. Germantown defeated Hartford 20-0. It was Greenfield 28-13 over West Allis Hale. Tonight's final scoreboard, it was Muskego over Oak Creek 28-10. Homestead 24-21 downing Heartland Arrowhead. Fond du Lac fell to Marquette 31-12. Also, Oconomowoc 21-14 over Sussex Hamilton. New Berlin West defeated Menominee Falls 35-6. It was Slinger 35-33 over Lake Geneva Badger. Cedarburg defeated Tosa West 35-7. Waukesha West over Waukesha North 35-14. It was Franklin crushing Brookfield Central 38-15. Also, Racine Case 30-27 over Brookfield East. Racine Horlick has Case next week in the 100th matchup between those two schools. Horlick 56-6 over Milwaukee Lutheran. Also tonight, Grafton 45-6 over Port Washington. Whitefish Bay defeated Wisconsin Lutheran 30-0. Greendale 42-13 over Elkhorn. Lakeside Lutheran defeated Lake Country Lutheran 28-20. Also, Racine St. Catharines 18-7 over Kenosha St. Joe's.
Let's head out west to the Madison area if you're listening on the Big 1070 in Madison, as well as to the southwest part of the state, which we've talked quite a bit about tonight, thanks to the folks who have us on the air at WRCO Country and Community 100.9 in Richland Center. Results from last night, Catholic Memorial over Sun Prairie West 35-0. Monona Grove defeats Madison La Follette 42-0. Stoughton now 2-0 on the season after defeating Green Bay Southwest 14-12. It was Middleton moving to 1-1, defeating Waterford 49-10. Lake Mills gets a victory over Marshall, final score in that one, 21-14 was your final score in that one. Moving to results from tonight, talked about it, Madison Memorial, call it an upset if you want, 49-34, they get the victory over Wanakee. Maguanago heads out west to take on Sun Prairie East. Back and forth game, but Maguanago gets the win, 42-37. Mount Horeb Barneville, the Vikings defeat the Cheesemakers of Monroe, 39-7. Monroe, 0-2 to start the year. Verona over Kenosha Indian Trail tonight, 39-0. Milton and Janesville Craig in the WISSports.net game of the week. It was the Redhawks of Milton getting a 10-7 victory in a low-scoring contest. Lodi over McFarland tonight, 22-14. Columbus gets a victory against Aquinas in a battle of two very good teams, 20-16. Also a very good game in that one. Prairie du Chien defeats Darlington 35-7. Cambridge over Cambria Friesland by the final score of 35-30. It was Fort Atkinson defeating Jefferson 23-13. New Glarus over Belleville in a battle of two teams that previously used to be in a co-op. Now they faced each other for the 75th time in the two schools' history, and it was the Glarner Knights over the Wildcats 16-13. Mineral Point defeats Platteville 16-0. Beaver Dam over Baraboo 35-7. And it was the Cubans of Cuba City topping Lancaster. Big win for Cuba City, 45-14, Chuck.
All right, in the Fox Valley, Kimberly last night over Bayport, 35-14. And Nina crushes Menasha, 50-13. Kakana over West De Pere, 35-31. Tonight, Appleton Xavier downs Luxembourg Haskell, 31-20. Menominee in the M&M game. Menominee downs Marinette, 49-6. Reidsville, 26-20 over Oshkosh Lords. Mayville over Houstoncon 47-14. Winnet County 60-7 over Omro in the China Bowl. Also, it was Sheboygan Falls falling to Plymouth. The Panthers win it 49-6. Pulaski downs Hortonville 21-18 and Keele 45-34 over Berlin.
Let's take it way up north into the Northwoods. Last night it was Menominee, the Mustangs, getting a victory over Marshfield by the final score of 35-10. Stratford over Edgar, big-time small school rivalry, 21-8. Tigers over Wildcats in that contest tonight. Onalaska defeats Medford by the final score of 33-18, and it was Abbotsford defeating Colby by the final score of 21-6.
All right, games in the Eau Claire area. There was a couple of them. Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire Memorial met for the 116th time. Chi-High wins 66-7. St. Croix Falls over Grantsburg 45-31. It was Northwestern in overtime 36-28 over Somerset. And Reedsburg and DeForest, we had a cancellation.
Yeah, that's that situation in Reedsburg, disciplinary action for the Beavers. So they lost out on having a non-conference season. DeForest moved into the D2 rankings, though, after that nice overtime win over Brookfield Central last week. No game for them this week. They get to rest up for the start of the Badger large season as a result of not getting to play Reedsburg tonight.
We got one more reporter to get to. Jonathan Krause called Pulaski's 21-18 win over Hortonville. Jonathan Krause for WSCO Radio in Appleton. Both teams coming off blowout losses. Pulaski gets the win. Jonathan, we got about 45 seconds. Tell us about this one.
All right, thrilling victory for Pulaski as Brock Weideman takes it in from 2 yards out with 28 seconds left to go in the game to give Pulaski the 21-18 win. Hortonville had the ball with about 2.5 minutes left to go, was just trying to run off the clock. Little fullback dive forces a fumble at the 39-yard line of the Polar Bears. Pulaski takes it in, spoiling a nice night for sophomore quarterback A.J. Pfeiffer of Hortonville. 197 yards rushing, passing, I should say, 95 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception, filling in for an injured senior starter.
Very good, Jonathan. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. 21-18, Pulaski knocks off Hortonville in a non-conference game. Hortonville got blanked by West De Pere last week, 45-0, so they're off to a 0-2 start. Pulaski 1-1, got beat by Oconomowoc last week, 42-7. Again, they win 21-18.
Some interesting results tonight, to say the least. We've talked about the upsets that we saw tonight. Chuck, We don't like it when it's boring. We like it when it's interesting. We like it when the rankings bounce up and down during the week when we're not on the air. So you know what? Let's keep it interesting as we head into the conference season next week. It all starts up in terms of conference play in week three. And, oh, by the way, be a fan.
Yes, actually, next week, all the conference action starts. Most of the state and conference play. There's a couple of non-conference games. We'll get to all that as well. Hey, I want to thank Jeff Orlowski, Pipe Bomb.
Great job.
To doing an A++ job. And you know what? That's expected because the guy's a pro's pro. Dan Pfeiffer, appreciate it as always. We will talk to you next week. This is Chuck Freeman. You've been listening to Football Friday Night. Football Friday Night brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. We'll talk to you next week, 9:30 to 11 on Football Friday Night.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart,